The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western sky.
Hey, speaking of the Rocky Mountains, Donald Trump is in the Rocky Mountains right now as we speak. He's speaking in Colorado Springs. Let's turn up the volume. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso here on February 20th, 2020. And this is live, the president from Colorado Springs right now.
For the sacred values that bind us together as one beautiful America. We support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We stand with the incredible heroes of law enforcement.
The place is packed.
We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag. And we live by the words of our national motto, "In God We Trust." From Pueblo to Fort Collins, from Denver to Durango, from Black Forest to Broomfield, from Castle Rock to right here in Colorado Springs, we stand on the shoulders of red-blooded American patriots who poured out their heart and sweat and soul to secure our liberty and defend our freedom. Colorado was founded by pioneers and prospectors, cowboys and miners and ranchers who tamed the wilderness, explored the West, scaled the Rockies, fought the battles, and helped make this the greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth.
Hear, hear.
And we are making it greater every single day, greater than ever before. Proud citizens like you help build this country, and together we are taking back our country. We are returning power to you, the American people. With your help, your devotion, and your drive, we are going to keep on working. We are going to keep on fighting. And we are going to keep on winning, winning, winning.
This is live, folks.
We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen of Colorado, the best is yet to come. Together we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again.
Prosperous.
We will make America safe. Proud again.
Proud and safe.
We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, people of Colorado.
Another Trump rally, folks. Another Trump rally just concluded. You heard it live from Colorado Springs, Colorado. An arena that will hold 10,000 people. 20,000 are outside who couldn't get in. They lined up a day ago in windy 10-degree weather. Who knows what the wind chill is and was. Mind-boggling. But it's this way every time, and it gets more intense. It gets better and better. I mentioned yesterday in the Trump rally in Phoenix that everybody had on a red Trump hat, make America great again and keep America great. Well, I'm looking at the crowd right now. It's a sea of red caps. And let me just give you just an aside here, a personal note. My little boy, who's 8 years old, he said, this is so sweet. He said, Daddy, he said, you know, when you say make America great again, he says, that makes me sad because that makes me think America's not good now and it won't be any good for me. Can you believe that? An 8-year-old came up with that. And I said, you know, Donald Trump's new slogan is not make America great again. It's keep America great. And then my little boy said, does that mean Donald Trump has made America great again already? And he said, I like keep America great. That makes me happy. So that was from the political analysis of a really smart 8-year-old. And that was so touching for me. And I'm going to say around the house here, I'm going to say keep America great. I'm going to get myself some red keep America great hats to go with the three make America great again hats I already have. But isn't that interesting how our little ones, you know, when we talk, you know, us oldsters, we talk about how great America used to be. And my son hears these radio shows and he hears me constantly reminiscing about how, you know, how you didn't have to lock your doors and you could leave your car key in your car and there was no crime. And that's depressing to him because the way he's hearing it is I'm being left with a hell on earth. That's what I'm going to inherit. So I'm going to emphasize a little bit more, keep America great. Well, the rally's just concluded, and it was wonderful. It was amazing, and we've got a lot to talk about tonight. The president did a couple of events today. He did another event. I think he was in Las Vegas earlier today, and he talked about let's get into it. He talked about Roger Stone. He talked about, and I'll play a clip on that. Very important. He talked about Fox News and how it's the Fox network is deteriorating, he says. Not you know, our friends, Carlson, Hannity, Ingram, Dobbs, no deterioration there. But he gives Neil Cavuto another slap down, and the others at Fox, who really don't like Donald Trump, they don't say it openly. They're deceptive, but they constantly are taking snide pot shots at Donald Trump. And Donald Trump gets it, and he's fighting back. It's wonderful. He talked about that today in his speech in Las Vegas. Let's see, what else do I have on my list here of things to mention to you? The schedule is heating up, so I'll try to clarify for you the upcoming schedule of events. A lot of Trump events. We've got the Nevada caucuses, followed shortly thereafter by the South Carolina primary. Of course, we can talk about the dumpster fire debate last night, which is one of the most beautiful things any of us have ever witnessed. Just the absolute self-immolation of the Democrat Party. Six of them tearing at each other last night, just ripping each other apart. And everybody, I mean, even the fake news liars can't hide from the fact that this was a catastrophe for everybody. Who was, and everybody agrees, who was the winner? Who won the debate between, among them, Sanders, Warren, Biden, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar, and Bloomberg? Who won of those six? Donald Trump won. Everybody agrees. Even Bloomberg himself today said that. The winner of last night's debate was Donald Trump. Bloomberg said that. And of course, other highlights, if you missed it, you know, if you were asleep for the last 24 hours, Bloomberg just went 90 degrees straight into the ground. I mean, he was a dive bomber that forgot to pull up on the stick, straight into the ground. It was beautiful. Who else went straight into the ground? Nobody did well. They just ripped each other apart. And good news, the demon rat debates of late have had ever declining audiences. Few people saw them. The word was out. These are boring. However, probably because of the newcomer Bloomberg, who spent over $400 million on his ads, which everybody's seen up to their eyeballs. Well, that got 10 million more viewers last night. 10 million more viewers. Well, that's good news, folks, because that means a lot of people saw and got to wallow in the, which I guess it was 2 hours long, the Democrat dumpster fire. I mean, they hurt themselves. If they could, the audience they would have preferred having would be no audience last night. They'd rather that no one saw what the embarrassment of the demon rats exposing themselves in public. But good news, a lot of people got to look in. It was bad. Okay, let's go. Now, here's a great one. I mentioned Roger Stone. If you go to the president's Twitter account right now, at the very top, I'm going to give you some real reason to be happy, happy, happy about the man you've been supporting, the greatest American in history. At the top of Donald Trump's account, he has pinned. It's not just at the top of his account. He's pinned it, meaning it's stuck there. What did he stick up there? He stuck up a segment of the Tucker Carlson show from last night. I believe it's from last night. But this is a Tucker Carlson show that I saw, so I remember watching this. Tucker Carlson was giving his statement about Roger Stone. The president is telling you and me and the whole world and 72.7 million followers on Twitter, this is his view. He's quoting, in effect, and endorsing what you're going to hear Tucker Carlson say in, he takes a little more than 1 minute and 1 minute and 19 seconds. Listen up to Tucker Carlson. And remember, this is the president tweeting this. Let me turn it up.
Roger Stone is scheduled to be sentenced tomorrow in federal court. He faces, as you know, 9 years in prison, effectively the rest of his life.
Now, that was today. He was saying yesterday. Today, he was sentenced to 40 months. But now listen to what the president put this up today.
Lying to Congress during the course of the Mueller investigation. Like the Russia collusion fantasy itself, Stone's prosecution was wholly political. It was a shocking insult to the American tradition of equal justice. Obama appointed Judge Amy Berman Jackson, an open Democratic partisan, allowed a former congressional candidate, a Democrat, with a history of attacking Stone to run the jury in the case. Then Judge Jackson stripped Stone of his First Amendment rights. She threatened to send him to jail if he tried to defend himself in public. That's why Roger Stone isn't on this show tonight. He go to prison for it. The whole thing is enough to shake your faith in our justice system, unfortunately.
And it gets worse. This was last night before this clown of a judge, Amy Berman Jackson, sentenced him today. Now, you would think he's now been sentenced, so her gag order silencing Roger Stone, that would come off. Roger Stone could walk out of the courthouse and walk up to a microphone and express himself. Oh, no. Not in the court of and the world of Amy Berman Jackson, where the First Amendment doesn't exist. The Bill of Rights doesn't exist. How can you have a judge who abhors the Bill of Rights? How does that happen? Well, Obama appointed her. The gag order is still on. Roger Stone, she has told him, you will go to prison if you speak or publicize in any way. If any way you defend yourself in public, I will send you to prison. That's not America, Ms. Berman Jackson. That's not America. That's your world. It's not my world. It's not our world. And so, listen up. Here's Tucker talking about this.
President Trump could end this travesty in an instant with a pardon, and there are indications tonight that he will do that. In the last 24 hours...
Now, the strongest indication actually comes today when President Trump puts this Tucker Carlson clip on the top of his world-leading Twitter account. In other words, yes, the president, here's what I'm saying, this will make you happy. The president is promising you with this tweet that Roger Stone will be, and this is the word that the president used today. He said, I would love to see Roger Stone exonerated. Exonerated. That could be a pardon. It could be a commutation of the sentence. In all likelihood, it will be a full pardon. The president is promising that to you with this tweet. He's merely letting the Amy Berman Jackson so-called process play itself out. When she's done with Roger Stone, it'll be Donald Trump's turn. He's letting her expose herself.
He's done the same for former police commissioner Bernie Kerik and for financier Michael Milken. Democrats will become unhinged if Trump pardons Roger Stone, but they're unhinged anyway. What has happened to Roger Stone should never happen to anyone in this country, of any political party, to Democrats as well, ever. It's completely immoral. It's wrong. Fixing it is the right thing to do. And
we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Mama said to me, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks.
A man is hard to
and you, I actually played the entire, we cut off two or three words of the great Tucker Carlson piece, in which you can regard that, you take this one to the bank, Donald Trump is promising you Roger Stone ain't going to prison. And he will be exonerated. His name will be cleared. Donald Trump has been emphatic about this all week. And today, the most emphatic yet. Another tweet from the president where he's slapping down. I mentioned today in his talk in, I believe it was in Las Vegas, he's talked about the deep state. He said, you know, they are absolute scum. That was his term. Absolute scum. I love that. And he said it's very hard to clean them out, but we're doing it as we take back our country. He put up a tweet today about Neil Cavuto. I've mentioned that Neil Cavuto, there's a selection of people over at Fox who are pretending, halfway pretending sometimes, to be conservatives, to be Trump supporters. They're not telling the truth about the fact that they're there to hurt Trump. Their mission is to drive a dagger into the heart of Donald Trump, or to do it deceptively, to sow doubt about the president, to confuse patriots. This is why they're doubly dangerous, being at Fox. If they're doing this at CNN or MSNBC, everybody knows the story there. They know it's a hate Trump network. So they're braced for the blow, but not when they're listening to Fox. So Donald Trump has spotted these people, these rats, at Fox, and he's singled them out. So today, he specifically in one of his speeches, he made fun of Shepard Smith, who I hope it's us, I hope it's we patriots, who by ridicule and scorn actually drove Shepard Smith to retire. He quit the business just months ago. And Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch, the Murdoch family, they've been replacing Shepard Smith with other people. One that I'm not too fond of is, what's his face? It'll come to me in a moment. Very forgettable guy. The guy who can't stop playing with his mouth. He's constantly making a kind of a pucker thing with his mouth, like he's chewing on something or sucking on something in his mouth. It's sucking his tongue or something. Henry, Ed Henry. Oh, what's with this guy? Anyway, he doesn't like Donald Trump. Neil Cavuto got a spanking from Donald Trump today. Listen to this. He tweeted this 4 hours ago. Could somebody at Fox News please explain to Trump hater A.B. Stoddard, and that's Alexandra Brandon Stoddard, who is a Fox commentator who hates Donald Trump. Could someone explain to Trump hater A.B. Stoddard, zero talent, in parentheses, and Team Cavuto, there's Neil Cavuto, that I won every one of my debates from beginning to end. Check the polls taken immediately after the debates. The debates got me elected. And then he says, must be Fox board member Paul Ryan. Did you know that? Paul Ryan was elevated to the board of directors of Fox by the Murdochs. Paul Ryan, the ultimate backstabber, the ultimate neocon, the ultimate never-Trumper. So the never-Trumpers are everywhere, including at Fox. And what the president's doing, which is very valiant here, is he is exposing, he's revealing what's going on at Fox, shaming them, embarrassing them, and forcing the hand of the Fox ownership each time they put, you know, each time they put something on slamming Trump or undermining him. Trump is saying, aha, caught you again. And it's a daily, the president is actually spending time every day vetting this network. I mean, he's doing everything. I don't understand how he can do all these things, the hours in the day. The man is simply a marvel. He's a phenomenon. Anyway, so he lets Cavuto have it in the teeth with that tweet right there. Let's see. Let's go to the lineup of events, things coming up, because it's pretty busy in the next week. Okay, today, February 20th, the president just finished his rally in Colorado Springs. It was great. All right, you think he's worn out from that? Think he needs to go take some rest? Are you kidding? Tomorrow, he's going to be in, I have to look at my own notes here, he's going to be in Las Vegas for another rally tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and I'll go through the schedule of the next 10 days. Very busy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave.
We're back, folks. I was just scouting through the president's speech just concluded in Colorado Springs. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to bring you any of his address. We caught the end of it there. He spoke for an hour and 40 minutes. And I just asked you the rhetorical question, is he going to be worn out and need to go take a rest and recharge his bat? No. No. Tomorrow, let me look at my notes here. It's all I can do. I can't keep up with him. It's all I can do to just like try to keep tabs on a piece of paper where he's going to be, just to keep tabs. Tomorrow he's going to be in Las Vegas, the 21st. Okay. The next day, Saturday, are the Nevada caucuses. Whoa. Now, look, there's a pattern here. It's wonderful. What the president is doing is appearing wherever the demon rats are going to have their vote. He's appearing in that city or that state the day before or thereabouts. So he's crashing their party. Pardon the pun. He's just doing a beautiful job here. I mean, he's just he's like a Delta Force parachuting in on top of their criminal enterprise and busting it up. It's wonderful. So that's tomorrow. He's going to be in Las Vegas. Then Saturday, we get to Nevada caucuses, and we'll talk about those in our Sunday show, since we don't have a Saturday show. And that is going to be fascinating. What's going to happen in Nevada? Now, Bloomberg's not on the ballot. But otherwise, you know, is Biden going to get a big vote? Sanders. What's going to happen? That's going to be very interesting. Then, a few days later, on February 25th, they vote in South Carolina. No, excuse me. They debate in South Carolina on the 25th. The president is going to come in to North Charleston on the 28th with a rally right after, 3 days after, the Demon Rat debate. And the day before the Demon Rat primary in South Carolina. So it's just beautiful the way he's doing it. It's like he's doing a rope-a-dope. He's doing a 1-2, a left-right combination. he's decking them with his timing, his perfect timing. So that's all coming up. And that all builds to March 3rd, which will be Super Tuesday. And ladies and gentlemen, on Super Tuesday, the bulk of the delegates for the Demon Rat primary will be decided. I forget the states in Super Tuesday, but it includes California, and I'll go look it up. But I mean, it's I think of their total of 4,000 or so delegates, I think it's, you know, like 1,500 or so of the delegates. It's like a huge chunk. And so that's coming right up. Then the next Trump rally. When's the next Trump rally? It's March after the rally tomorrow in Las Vegas. It's, let me go look it up. Let me just see here. I might be a little bit mistaken about that. Let me go look. Even though I just looked it up, this is such a whirlwind. The next rally after Charleston on February 28th is in Charlotte, North Carolina on March 2nd. Well, when is that? The day before Super Tuesday. So there you go. And then he's got another rally coming up. No, that's the last rally that's scheduled is March 2nd in Charlotte. So all of that, very exciting. We've got a caller on the phone, Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Thank you for calling, Murr.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Hey, you know how Trump has kind of let off the tweets a little bit in deference to Barr? You know, it's no big deal. And also with Roger Stone, I mean, not Roger Stone, McCabe, you know, yes. That was just one charge that they let go. There's other things.
Oh, yes. But, now, let me give you today's update on that. Donald Trump talked extensively about a catalog. He listed Andrew McCabe and James Comey and Hillary Clinton and on, all of the criminals. He listed a bunch of them, and he said, there will be justice on these people. We cannot, he said, I wrote it down. He said, we can never let them get away with this.
Yeah, he was very positive.
He can. He's talking about all of them. And as far as the tweets, I think I'm going to differ with you just a little bit, Murr, in my reading here. I don't think he's backed off on his tweets at all. He's tweeting up a storm. I couldn't tweet this much. If I just sat here and ignored my family and just tweeted away, I couldn't tweet as much as the president. And I've got two kids. He's got five. Plus he's, you know, little side activities like being president of the United States. All I have to do is keep this little radio show afloat. So I don't know how he does it, but
oh, I
don't
I know.
think he's I don't think he's backed up on his tweeting. Now,
well,
this is an interesting...
Well, yeah, hang on. This is the format. Maybe I have a different format or something.
Well, let me go open his Twitter account. But here's this is an interesting thing. You have noticed something, in a way you noticed something. The left this week has been dead set on stopping Trump from tweeting. This has been their, you know, they go in waves. This week, the mission statement for the left was stop President Trump's tweeting. Somehow discourage it, stop it, curb it, curtail it. So what they did is they used this Bill Barr brouhaha to try to do that. You know,
which was really nothing. He didn't really say
it was
say
nothing.
Don't, you know.
Tempest in a teapot. Bill Barr said, you know, probably a gauche comment by Barr is that the president's tweets make my job harder to do. The president handled that perfectly. He said, right, my tweets make it harder for Bill Barr to do his work. That is correct. You know, and then it's like, hey, this is the real world. You know, like it'd be like a general if one of his colonels said, you know, the orders I'm getting from the general make my life more difficult. Well, the generals will reply with, yeah, that's why you're here.
Step it up.
Suck it up. That's why you're in the battle. That's why you're in command of troops. This is not a holiday. This is not a vacation. That's right. My order for a direct frontal assault on the enemy it made your life more difficult. I appreciate that. I understand it. Now, put your uniform on and charge.
Hey, Jamie, you know what? What else, too, though? You know, the media is a lot of the media are some of the skunks, you know? And Barr going on there, you know, a lot of these people will come down with this, too. And also on these tweets, he retweets, and a lot of the retweets are in the queue. And this is something else the media hates and keeps telling it. And you see it in the alternative media, too. People just, oh, no, don't read them. Why not? Why can't we read Q? You know, it has an amazing amount of... Let me just tell you, number 3876 is about Les Wexner, okay, and it has a Baphomet next to one of the Victoria models. They're doing androgyny.
Well, hang on. Okay, but Mer, it's all we can do.
Think the media is biased, and it has a poster of a meme of Obama, how Times treated him, the covers, and the covers for Trump. And it just has a selection of four of each. And you can see it. I mean, they just totally, you know, make
but
Trump...
But to round out your original point, which I'm addressing here, the president is tweeting, he's tweeting up a storm. There was one day recently where he tweeted over 100 tweets in one day. And the reason, of course, that the left is trying to curtail the president's tweets is that he has, with his tweets, single-handedly, this one incredible man has created a worldwide media network. His tweets are read by everybody. I assure you, at every left-wing news outlet, they're reading his tweets all day, every day. Donald Trump is setting the agenda with his tweets. They are absolutely brilliant. They're breathtakingly brilliant. He's like he's like an artist.
A lot of them are retweets,
just,
right?
And so his tweets, they want to get him. They want to, just like Judge Amy Berman Jackson with her gag order on Roger Stone, the media wants to gag Donald Trump. And so they tried with
her history of some of the cases.
Yeah,
and
they made this fake story. They made this fake story that you're making life difficult for Bill Barr. So you have to shut up now because Bill Barr complained about your tweets. No, you don't need to shut up. And I love how the president just came right up to the microphone and said, hell no, I'm not stopping my tweeting. And, you know, Bill Barr's a big boy. He can take it. So it's just wonderful. Wonderful. And the president just shows this growing... He is becoming more and more astute. You think it couldn't get better. You think his understanding couldn't deepen. And by the way, I don't say that as somebody who Donald Trump is so profound in what he's doing and saying. And I want to differ with some of my radio colleagues I think, missed the point. Speaking in general to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Radio host out there, whoever you may be, consider the possibility that Donald Trump is smarter than you are. I realized Donald Trump can run circles around me. I'm a smarty pants kind of a guy. I think I'm awfully smart, but I'll tell you what, I'm not smarter than Donald Trump. And so when he is doing things, when he's maneuvering, when he's tweeting and you know, so on, I have recognized long ago, I'm in the presence of a world historical genius. And what he's doing is breathtaking. I'm like some kind of a high school band leader in the presence of Beethoven, you know. And
you're all out of tune.
Yeah. So the only appropriate response is not for me as the high school band leader to tell Beethoven what's wrong with his latest symphony. Just to, you know, sit quietly in my chair and appreciate it.
These people, they'll be watching, like you're saying, these other hosts or whatever, and they'll also take this fake news media, and they try to belittle this guy as if, oh, he's naive and all this other stuff, and he's been planning this, and like you say, he's brilliant. Of course he's playing everything against everything else, and he has to.
Yes,
world leaders
and another thing
else,
to consider about Donald Trump.
We are on this usury system, okay?
Yeah, people but another thing forget. To consider... So this is the game that Donald Trump is playing. I'm trying to think of an analogy right now in sports. The game he is playing is a very high speed game. So not every play he calls, tennis, he's going to miss a shot. He's going to go wide or long on a shot here or there. It's a very high speed, power packed game that he's playing, and he will have some missed strokes here and there. But
well, Jamie,
the thing to realize
trade-off.
Is you are
he's
we
doing
are watching
off.
Yeah we are
he's
watching the world's greatest.
Yeah. He's doing
yeah, we're watching
what
the
he
world's
does
greatest.
Is, yeah,
so
give,
you, when you're
give,
hang on, Mer, hang on, hang on,
Mer. So he can get take at a better point.
Yeah, but Mer, let me finish the thought. Is that we are watching the world's greatest. So if you're watching, you know, the world's greatest athlete in any field, it just doesn't fit to say, "Hey, he missed a shot." You know, and then you focus on that and you talk about how did he miss that shot? Why did he miss that shot? You know, no, you just have to acknowledge this is the world's best, the world's greatest, and he doesn't score every single point. He will miss a shot now and then. And one reason that you have to understand that it's a high-speed game. He is, when he tweets 100 tweets in a day, he only has a few minutes, a few seconds to contemplate his tweet. And so it's just like a high speed sport where it's like the drivers at Daytona 500, you know, it's microsecond decisions have to be made. And oh, by the way, isn't this wonderful? Did I get to mention this? That this amazing driver, Newman, who was in this horrible crash. I don't know if I got to acknowledge this. It's just like it's a
he
miracle.
He still came in 10th, right? He still came.
No,
in
he came
first
in fourth. No, he slid across the line upside down in fourth place. But let me mention the miracle that fits in with the Donald Trump miracle. This driver, Ryan Newman, if you watched his wreck, upside down, being hit hard at full speed by another car while he's upside down and he's on fire and his metal is bursting into sparks, his car is crumpled up. It took him 20 minutes to get him out of the car, 20 minutes to get him out, okay? I would have estimated the chances that he would survive that crash at no better than 50-50. The chance that he would be seriously injured, like having all of his limbs broken and his skull crushed, his face smashed, and his skin burned, I would estimate that was like more than 90% chance of that kind of terrible, terrible injury. Folks, we saw less than 48 hours after he was pried out of his car in what we all must have thought would be dead or near dead. 48 hours later, there's a picture on the internet of Ryan Newman walking out of the hospital, holding the hands of his two little daughters, I think he's barefoot or he has socks on. He's not limping. He doesn't have any casts on. He looks no bandages. It's like a complete miracle. It's like somebody who went through the fire, the valley of death. It's unbelievable. How did he escape? How did he go through that furnace and come out unscathed? It's like a Donald Trump miracle from God. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, Trump has been saying this regularly now, and he has his priorities in order: God, family, and country, in that order.
Well, I love mentioning Ryan Newman here as we go into our last break. Murr, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't
there
exactly.
There is something happening here, folks. And I'm telling you, I'm going to close the show with this thought. You know, Donald Trump is a blessed man. And this Daytona 500 was his race. It had his stamp upon it. And it is identified with Donald Trump. And when Ryan Newman, leading the race, coming around the last turn, I am looking at a picture of his car right now. It's 20 feet in the air, way above car number 32 is right underneath it. And the car in the air, looks like his car is number 6. The car is so mangled, it's hard to figure out whether that's a 9 or a 6, because the car is so twisted up. I can, in fact, tell, barely what the bottom of the car is. The car is there's nothing there. It's just pieces flying in the air. And somewhere in there is Ryan Newman. His head must, I'm looking now, kind of not afraid to look now because I know he made it, but he's somewhere in there. And his car is hit, he's hit on the driver door at full speed by another car after he lands, flipping through the air. I don't know how many times his car flipped over. Then he slides, the worst possible thing, lands on the top of the car, which is the weak part of the car, which is easily crushed, and he slides at full speed so far down the speedway he actually finishes the race in fourth place after his accident while he's in first place. There's no chance that this man survived that wreck. It's not even 50-50 that he could survive that wreck. When you look at it, look at the car, look at the different positions the car is in. Look at the car from which they extracted him. There's nothing left of the car. And these cars are not tanks. They're very lightly built because in order to gain speed. The paneling on the sides is not as strong as the fenders on your car, are much stronger than a NASCAR car. These are flimsy to make these cars super light. There's a roll cage and roll bars. The driver doesn't have a window, I don't think, on his side. He has a net, just a net. So as Ryan Newman is grinding along on the ground, the sparks and flames coming off the street are going right in his face as he goes. And then he's hit. Have you ever been hit by a car, folks? Have you ever been in an accident? You know what it feels like? And less than 48 hours after this happens, and it takes him 20 minutes for the best extraction crews in the world. Ambulances all around him, jaws of life, every conceivable tool. 20 minutes to get him out? Well, as far as they know, he's dying. Seconds count as to his survival. You would want to get him out of that car in less than 1 minute so that doctors can look at him immediately. Nobody can do anything with him. For 20 minutes, he's buried in that car, in that wreckage. This is a miracle what happened to this driver. And I think you can attach that to Donald Trump and his very blessed existence, presidency, and his phenomenon. Look at those pictures of that car and then think of Donald Trump. We'll see you all again tomorrow night after another Trump event. So long.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.